Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And now it's time for Who Smarted. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants. I'm pretty excited because today I'm meeting a new friend named Captain Barry. Or at least I think that's what they said on the phone. I wasn't getting good reception. And I was in a noisy room. Anyway, he described himself as large, hairy, and he said he likes to spend a lot of time in or near the water. Captain Barry loves the water, is large, and hairy. You thinking what I'm thinking? Could Captain Barry be a pirate?
Arr!
Well, it wouldn't be the first time we had a pirate on Who Smarted. There was the Earthquakes episode and the Pirates episode, of course.
Arr!
Oh, look! Listen. I spot some pirates sitting over yonder. Maybe one of them is Captain Barry. Come on! Hi, excuse me. I'm the trusty narrator. I'm looking for Captain Barry. Would you be he?
Arr, the name's Redbeard. That be Bluebeard. And Yellowbeard. And a Long John Silverbeard.
I see. Sorry to bother you. I wonder where Captain Barry be. Is.
Excuse me. Are you the trusty narrator?
Why, yes, I am. You're not Captain Barry, are you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And while you are large and hairy and hanging out by the water, you clearly aren't a pirate. You're not wearing a pirate hat or have a hook hand or even an eye patch. But you do have adorable whiskers.
What makes you sure you're meeting a pirate?
Because I'm supposed to meet Captain Barry. And while that might not be as piratey sounding as Red, Blue, Yellow, or Silverbeard, it still sounds pirate-like.
Well, I'm supposed to meet the trusty narrator here, and I'm a capybara.
A capybara? A capybara? Maybe they said capybara, and I heard Captain Barry. I did say I had lousy cell phone reception. But wait, Smarty Pants, what is a capybara? Is it A, a pirate in disguise? B, a type of whale? Or C, a type of rodent? The answer is C. Capybaras are part of the rodent species.
In fact, we're the largest of all the rodent species. We can weigh up to 175 pounds and grow over 2 feet or 0.6 meters tall. Much bigger than the largest rodent in North America, the beaver, we're about the same size or bigger than a Labrador retriever.
Wow. No offense, but you kind of look like a giant guinea pig, which is only the cutest thing ever.
No offense taken. We're related to guinea pigs, hamsters, gerbils, and all the rodents you met on the rodents episode of Who Smarted, which somehow failed to mention me.
Sorry, it's only a 15-minute show. But look, now you have your own episode, and we get to learn all kinds of fun things about capybaras. Like, where do capybaras live? What do capybaras do in the water? What do capybaras eat? And are capybaras friendly? when you're not offending them by omitting them from a rodents episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who's smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun. But who's smarted?
I'm here in the rainforest with my friend, Captain Barry. I mean, Capybara. Like I said, you kind of look like a giant guinea pig. But maybe, can you describe yourself so the smarty pants can get a full picture of what you look like?
Well, as you heard, we're very large. We're covered in soft, luxurious brown hair. But some capybaras can be reddish or gray.
Ooh, like Redbeard and Long John Silverbeard.
Who?
Never mind. Please, continue.
Capybaras have no tails. Our eyes, ears, and noses are near the tops of our heads, so they're easy to keep out of the water when we swim. Our ears look like mouse ears. We're also kind of like hippos because we love swimming and eating grass.
And where do capybaras like to live?
Well, capybaras are semi-aquatic. That means we spend a lot of time in the water, but we also love to eat plants.
Ooh, smarty pants. Knowing that, where would be a good place for capybaras to live? Would it be the Arctic, the desert, or the rainforest? Did you say the rainforest?
Yep, we can find lots of food and water in the rainforest. You can find capybaras in every country of South America except Chile, and in some parts of Central America. There's also a small population of capybaras in Florida.
Interesting. So, as a water mammal, you must be a pretty good swimmer.
No, we're great swimmers. That's because we have something on our bodies that helps us swim.
Smarty Pants, what do capybaras have to help them swim? Is it A, webbed feet, B, fins, or C, floaties? While a capybara would look adorable in floaties, the answer is A, webbed feet.
Our partly webbed feet work like flippers, helping us swim. We're also excellent divers. And we can hold our breath for 5 minutes.
Wow, that's about 5 times longer than me. What about you, Smarty Pants? Yeah, there's no way. But I don't understand. Many rodents, like mice and rats, are not known to swim. So why do you like the water so much?
Well, like I said, we're also related to beavers. Who are also water lovers. But we mostly sit in the water to stay cool. Being so big and hairy means needing to cool down and get comfy.
Aww.
But we don't spend all of our time in the water. We're actually pretty quick on land.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We can run up to 22 miles per hour. That's almost as fast as a car driving through a neighborhood.
Wow. Please, don't take this the wrong way, but you're a lot faster than you look.
I get it. With our big bodies and short legs, we look kind of clumsy. So you probably expected us to move slowly. And we do like to take nice, slow walks, in groups, over land we call our territory.
Speaking of groups, Smarty Pants, what do you call a group of capybaras living together? Is it A, a crew, B, a herd, or C, a berry? If you said a herd, nice job. But how many capybaras live in a herd?
We usually live in groups of up to 20, but when herds share water, like in dry times, there might be 100 capybaras living together.
Whoa.
Well, that's a lot of cuteness in one place.
Say, Trusty, you don't mind if I took a quick plant break?
Be my guest.
Great.
Smarty Pants, how much food do you think capybaras can eat in a day? Is it 5, 8, or 10 pounds? If you said 8 pounds, you're right.
Yep, the largest rodents are also big eaters. We might stay up all night eating. Grasses are probably our favorite food, but all that fiber can be hard to digest. So there's something else capybaras have to eat.
Let's see if me and the Smarty Pants can guess. Pizza? No, Ice cream. Nah.
Ooh, how about meat cake?
Oh, no. We're strict vegetarians.
I don't know. Me and the smarty pants give up.
Here, I'll show you.
Oh, boy. Did you just eat your poop?
Yeah, sorry, Trusty. But just like other rodents, we capybaras eat our poop so we can digest our food twice.
Ew.
Well, while that may sound disgusting to humans, if it's what you have to do to stay healthy, who am I to judge? But maybe you could do that when I'm not around.
Sure thing, Trusty. There's nothing cute about eating poop.
Moving on.
Say, if you think adult capybaras are cute, you should see us as babies.
Aww.
In fact, do you know what baby capybaras are called?
Kappa babies?
No.
Well, hold that thought. We'll learn all about baby capybaras right after this quick break.
Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals arrive at your door, ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right, with Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Who Smarted. I'm with Captain Barry, a capybara, and they were just telling us about cute, adorable kappa babies.
That's not what they're called.
Right. So what are baby capybaras called? Are they A, piglets, B, kitties, or C, pups? The answer is pups.
Aww.
So cute and small.
Yep, newborn capybaras only weigh about 3 pounds. That's just a bit more than an adult guinea pig, who, of course, we're related to. But we grow quickly, and by the time a capybara is 18 weeks old, it can weigh 88 pounds.
They grow up so fast. Whoa, what's that barking? Are those pups or puppies?
Nope. Capybaras bark as a warning sound when we spot a predator. In this case, I spotted a caiman, which is an alligator-like animal that likes to hunt capybaras.
I see. Well, it looks like the caiman got the hint because it swam away.
Oh, good. Even though we're big, we are still prey for other animals. Crocodiles, jaguars, and anacondas are our biggest predators in the rainforest.
Huh, I see. Smarty Pants, did you know you can tell if an animal is a prey animal or a hunter by where their eyes are placed? There's even a little rhyme to help you remember. It goes, eyes on the side, they hide. Eyes in the front, they hunt.
Ooh, that's good to know, Trusty. Now I know I don't have to worry about any animal giving me side eye.
Right. So, is barking how capybara communicate?
Yes, but we also yelp, chirp, growl, and purr. Sometimes we even sound like birds. We can also twitch our ears as a silent signal that something's not right.
That's pretty smart. I have to say, it's been really nice hanging out with you, capybara. Are all capybara as friendly as you?
Oh yeah, aside from our predators, we get along well with many other animals. In fact, we're sometimes called the friendliest wild animal in the world. Sometimes we even let smaller animals sit on us and take them for a ride.
Oh my goodness, this is just a cuteness overload. I can't stand how adorable this all is. Did you just flop into a giant mud puddle and get disgustingly dirty? And are you now rolling around in the mud, splattering it everywhere, like all over me?
Sorry, Trusty. Capybaras love wallowing in mud because, just like sitting in water, it keeps us cool. And since we don't use sunscreen, it also keeps us from getting sunburns. Our fur is thin and doesn't offer a lot of protection. Think of the mud as nature's sunscreen.
Right. Well, hopefully I won't get sunburned either now. Last question, Smarty Pants. True or false? In some places, capybaras can be kept as pets.
The answer, surprisingly, is true. However, while some people do keep capybaras as pets, there's some things you should know before you adopt one. Capybaras are highly intelligent and sensitive, and usually get along well with people and other animals, but we're not easy to care for, since we need a lot of food and a place to swim. And while we're usually very friendly, like most wild animals, if provoked or threatened, we may bite.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's probably a better idea to visit capybaras at the zoo than have one as pets. Many zoos in the United States have capybaras, Smarty Pants. I highly advise going to check them out. They're so cute!
And some zoos even let you pet and feed us. And you know how much capybaras like to eat.
Same with trusty narrators. Should we grab some lunch?
Ooh, does anyone want meat cake?
No!
A double shout out to Elise and Amelia in Lincoln Park, New Jersey, who love listening to Who Smarted because it's so funny. Well, we take our humor very seriously at Who Smarted, so you can keep laughing your smarty pants off. This episode, Capybaras, was written by Sarah Sweetick and voiced by Kappa Sarah Sweetick, Adam Tex Davis, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.